Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derrick Township Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2023, 7 p.m. What did I say? January 3rd. Wrong glasses. We have some regular business for this evening's agenda as well as our reorganization. So this is typically the first Monday or the first day. Yesterday would have been a holiday, so the first day of the year is the reorganization meeting. That's why it's today. It just coincidentally happens to be on a Tuesday, but normally it's on a Monday. So in any event, we're going to go through the normal order that we go through. The first item after visitor public comment will be the reorganization, which is going to take a little bit of time. So for anybody if you're here for any of the new business, just know that the reorganization portion. We'll try to move through that quickly, but it will take a little time. Then we'll hit new business. There are a couple items under new business, and then I would expect the supervisor board and committee reports and departmental reports to be fairly short, so we should move through that fairly quickly. So, with that being said, let me advise all in attendance that this board met an executive session beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss, these were all really legal issues, but the building maintenance issues, all those things were property issues, I suppose. But in any event, we concluded the executive session approximately 6:45 and then waited back there till the meeting until 7 p.m. So we'll call this meeting to order. And the first thing on the agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. So please rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please do the roll call?
Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
All right, very good.
Present.
We have a full board present. The first item on the agenda before reorganization is visitor public comments. So normal housekeeping announcement. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. If you come forward for public comment, we ask that you state your name, first name, last name, and address. And then we ask that you keep your comments to about 3 minutes. So if you get past 3 minutes, you start getting close, I'll gently interrupt you and ask you to try to wrap up your point. But other than that, the floor will be for the speaker. So with that, is there anyone from the public wishing to address the board? Place comment into the record. You can come forward to the podium. You just might have to make sure that microphone, just tap it to make sure.
The button on the bottom. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Good. So just first name, last name, address, and then, go right ahead.
Yeah, so my name is Luke Shepherd. I live at 243 Clark Road. I'm a little nervous. I've never done anything like this before. But I'm on call. I'm on break right now. I graduated from Hershey High in 2020. I came to speak today actually about the rec center facility, the new rec center facility. I've been really enjoying the facility. I think it's really nice. I got a chance over the summer when I was here to swim, and so far since I got back like 2 weeks ago, I've been coming to the gym to play basketball with my friends. And I had been paying $4 each time to play basketball in the gym, but yesterday I found that with the new year, they were going to charge $10 for each time. And I was a little surprised by that, and it is a lot of money for me, especially I don't really have a substantial income as a student. Honestly, the membership options are a little difficult for me because, again, I'm not here most of the time, and the options are quite pricey. And when I asked the attendant there, I was just wondering why they raised the price from $4 to $10. And it was explained that because they found that middle schoolers, they said, were were paying the $4 and then just hanging out. And I guess I was a little frustrated even more with that sentiment than kind of my own experience, just because I feel like that space should be, you know, in nature, community space, and, like, you know, I don't think there should be any reason to, like, not keep anybody out. And if it even had me thinking back to the old rec center facility where, anybody could go in the front door, and then there was, like, a lobby area, and there was bathrooms and, like, couches, and I was thinking, like, you know, there wasn't a cost necessarily to be in this space, whereas, now, obviously, I still used to pay for the gym back then, but, you know, I think just from this perspective of wanting to keep middle schoolers out, you know, I think it should be prioritized that the rec center is a place for, you know, kids who, you know, maybe they don't have anywhere to go, or that they should be there, and I can't really speak on the economic model. I think I was just more thinking about this from this perspective of, like, you know, hey, I want to use the space, and it's right here, it's brand new, and honestly, like, it's hard for me to justify spending that much money. And I think not only for me, but for any kid or anyone wanting to use the facility, I just thought it was difficult, and I was kind of sad to hear that sentiment of, like, you know, wanting to keep people out. And I don't think a paywall should be, you know, stopping anyone from using public facilities. So that's all I had to share, and I hope, like, you know, maybe I can start some kind of discussion. So,
yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Zach, just as a, was there an increase, and can you speak to that?
I can. It's not so much a financial increase. It's that is the daily fee rate, the $10. So we tried to go in with a model where we could pay for play, where you're going for pickleball, basketball. Because of the open nature of our facility, you couldn't keep track of where people were and what they were doing. So that's why we went with the $10 daily fee.
So was there some initiative to eliminate middle school children from being over?
No, it's certainly not aimed at anyone in particular. It's just once you're past the front desk, you really could be using the pools, fitness center, anything. So at that point, it's just daily fee. You can come in, whether you want to play basketball, use the gym, pools, and you can do whatever you want.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Anyone else wishing to come to the podium? Then we will move to reorganization. So I'm going to turn the meeting then over to Mr. Chrisman until our new slate is elected, a chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, et cetera.
Thank you, Supervisor Bruzzo. At this point in your reorganization agenda, it is the purpose of the board to now select a chairman, a vice chairman, a secretary, an assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and an engineer. At this point, I will open the floor for nominations, and you can approve this as a slate with an entire nomination with a motion and a second and an affirmative vote and majority of the board approving it. That would be set for calendar year 2023.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Chris Abruzzo, chairman.
You want to do a whole slate? Can he do a whole slate?
They can do a whole slate, or we can do it individually.
The individual's fine with that.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
We can do it faster if we do the whole slate, right?
The whole slate.
Okay. Well, I would like to offer a motion that we keep the leadership as it has been for the last year. So that would be Supervisor Abruzzo as chairman, myself as vice chair, Supervisor Wyckoff as secretary, and Chris, I believe you are the assistant secretary. The township treasurer is also you. Our township solicitor is just in general Grim being Thacker. And then our township engineer is just in general HRG, not specifically Mr. Banana, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'll offer that up as a slate.
Second.
So motion made. Oh, Chris, I'm sorry. You're to call that out.
Certainly. We have a motion by Supervisor Merritt, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? The ayes have it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Corrado, for your efforts, and thank you, Mrs. Nutt, for making the motion. The next item under resolutions, then, is B. It's the establishment of the manager's bond limit. It's resolution 2023-02. Mr. Chrisman?
Thank you,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, the Board of Supervisors is required under the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code to establish a bond for the township manager, who also, in this particular case, acts as the township treasurer. That bond is being recommended and set at no less than $1.5 million for calendar year 2023.
All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2023-02. It will be resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of Township of Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the bond limit for the township manager and treasurer shall be not less than $1.5 million for the year 2023.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the resolution, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is under resolutions is C. It's the appointment of a delegate and an alternate delegate to the state convention. That's resolution 23-03. Mr. Christmas.
Thank you. I'm sorry. So I don't recall who our actual delegate was for 2022 to PSATS. I did serve as the township's alternate delegate for the conference, but...
You know what? I have to say, I it might have been me, but I do attend the PSATS.
I actually have it here. It was Supervisor Zamuda and Wycall.
Last year. Okay, perfect. You'd be okay with serving again, or you also? All right, so motion that Mr. Zamuda be appointed as the delegate and Mr. Wyckoff be appointed as the alternate delegate to serve as voting delegates at the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors Convention. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is passed. Resolution is adopted. Thank you. The next item is item D. It's the selection of depositories for township funds. That's resolution number 2023-04. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, each year we do appoint, this resolution appoints basically all of the banks within the township of Derry as a potential depository for township funds. We do that so that the township can move its investments around a little bit easier than having to enact a separate resolution each and every time that we would consider a change with the bank. But for the board's edification, we have not moved our depository. It's been with Pliggett now for the last couple of years. We did originally have a local bank, BB&T, which has changed to SunTruest. We've had better rates of return with Pliggett, and you know, I would not make a recommendation in moving our funds at this point. But we are required each year through reorganization to appoint the depositories, and Resolution 2023-4 does that for you.
All right. Why don't we just go ahead and I'll open it up for a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the board approves resolution number 2023-04, and that is to allow the township to work with the following banks here in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania: PNC Bank, Santander Bank, Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, Northwest Bank, Fulton Bank, Wells Fargo, First National Bank, M&T Bank, Branch Banking and Trust Company, Central Bank Members First, Federal Credit Union, Hershey Federal Credit Union, Bryn Mawr Bank Corporation, Hershey Trust, and the Pennsylvania Treasury Investment Program.
I'll second.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is E. It's the naming of money to be paid to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2023. This is resolution 2023-05. Mr. Christopher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, the Board of Supervisors is required to designate the recipient of the monies that would be paid from the Commonwealth for volunteer fire services, and in this case, Resolution 2023-05 names the Hershey Volunteer Fireman Relief Association as that conduit. So the foreign fire money, the insurance tax money that is collected by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania each year, it's a pass-through, it comes to the township, but then gets cut as a separate check directed to the Relief Association.
All right, very good. So do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion that Resolution 2023-05 be approved. It will be the Township of Derry will pay over to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association all monies received from foreign fire insurance tax for the year 2023.
All right, very, very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing on all those in favor of approving Resolution 2023-05, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to the Board of Supervisor appointments. These are the appointments that members of the board, these are the appointments of members of the board to township boards and committees. So, the first one under the Board of Supervisor appointments is A. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. This vacancy is caused by the Mrs. Nutt's term expiring. So, is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Mrs. Nutt to the Library Board for a three-year term. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Motion made by Mr. Bruzzo, second by Mr. Corrado. There's no discussion on the motion. Therefore, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Ms. Nutt is appointed to a three-year term to the Library Board. The next item is B. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association for a one-year term. This is to fill an expiring term from Mrs. Nutt. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we reappoint Supervisor Nutt for the Tax Association Board for a one-year term.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mrs. Nutt to the Tax Collection Association for a one-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously, and Mrs. Nutt is appointed to a one-year term on the Tax Collection Association. The next item is C. It's the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term. This vacancy was created at the expiration of my term on the Library Endowment Trust, and we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion to put Supervisor Bruzzo back on the Library Endowment Trust for another one-year term.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Bruzzo is appointed to a one-year term on the Library Endowment Trust. The next item is D. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms. These are terms that resulted in the expiring terms of Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Corrado. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to reappoint Supervisor Wyckoff and Supervisor Corrado back to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And both Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Corrado are reappointed to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms. Next item is E. It's the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee for one-year terms. These terms were created by the expiring terms of Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Zamuda. That being said, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to reappoint Supervisor Wyckoff and Supervisor Zamuda to one-year term. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it one-year terms? Yeah, oh, yes, one-year terms to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Wyckoff and Mr. Zavuda are reappointed to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application Review Committee. Item F is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms. These vacancies occur as a result of the expiring terms of Mrs. Nutt and Mr. Zavuda. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we reappoint Supervisors Nutt and Zavuda to the Transportation Liaison Committee for 1 year.
Very good. Thank you. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mrs. Nutt and Mr. Zavuda as transportation liaisons for 1 year terms, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Lastly, under this item is G, is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Derry Township and Derry Township School District Working Group for 1 year terms. These terms are created by the expiration of the terms completed by Mr. Abruzzo and Mrs. Nutt on that committee. So is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we reappoint Supervisors Nutt and Abruzzo to the Derry Township and Derry Township School District Working Group for 1 year terms.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. That motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. All right, that concludes supervisor appointments. We don't take a deep breath. We will move to the appointment. It's section 6.3, but it's appointments to the authorities, boards, and committees. And so these are for those folks that submitted letters of interest and or resumes to Mr. Christman requesting consideration to be on a board or committee. And so, you know, just before we get into it each year, the township puts out requests through a variety of means to encourage members of the community to apply to be on certain and all committees or boards where there are vacancies. And each year, people from the community, residents, send in their letters of interest and or resumes. And so as those things are collected by Mrs. Circuit in Mr. Christman's office, she keeps us up to date on not only where the vacancies exist on each of these boards or commissions, but also who has expressed interest, and then you know, those resumes, all that information is made available to us in our materials, and so each member of the board can review those materials for him or herself. This next series of appointments will be to fill all of these positions. And so we are going to start with A, and I'll read these off, and then I think Mr. Christman, I'm just thinking for the first one, I'll go through the motion. I mean, I'll read the item, and then you'll want to go through, like for Downtown Core Design Board, the terms, right? There's four different terms in terms of years of length, so we're going to have to take each one of them one at a time.
Correct.
All right, so this might get a little confusing. I apologize to everybody if it does, but we'll try to go through this in an orderly fashion. So the first item is the appointment of four members of the community to the Downtown Core Design Board. There are four different terms. There's 2 5-year terms, there's a 1 year term, and there's a 4 year term. So we'll have to go through each of those terms. There were at least 5 candidates that expressed interest, and so we'll go through each of those one at a time. Each of those terms. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the first term for consideration by the board would be for the expired term of Pamela Moore with a term, 5-year term, running from January 3rd, 2023 through December 31, 2027.
All right, so I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint A.J. Patel to that term.
I'll second.
All right, so motion made by Mr. Bruzzo, seconded by Mr. Zavuda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Patel is appointed to a 5-year term. The next So do you want to do this? You want me to do it?
The next term for consideration by the board tonight is for the expired term of Andrew Bowman. This would be a 5-year term beginning January 3rd, 2023 through December 31, 2027.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to nominate Jack Robinbaum for the 5-year term.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Rautenbusch to a 5-year term on the Downtown Core Design Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Rautenbusch is so appointed.
The next term for board consideration is for the unexpired term, 1-year term of Susan Court. That would run from It was a 5-year term, January 7th, 2019 through December 31, 2023. So it would be just a 1-year appointment, and then we'll consider this spot again at next year's reorganization.
All right, very good. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Tom Hollerback to the 1-year term to the Downtown Core Design Board. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Hollerback to a 1-year term on the Downtown Core Design Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes. That would take us to the last term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be an unassigned vacancy that exists on this board. It's been running since 2022, January 3rd, and it would run through December 31, 2026 for 4 years.
All right, so is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I'd like to nominate Lou Pilotti.
Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Lou Pilotti to a 4-year term on the Downtown Core Design Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Pilotti is so appointed. I would just clarify that because of the nature of the Downtown Core Design Board and its bylaws, this board is essentially voting to send these candidates' names over to the DHA, which I believe actually makes the appointment. Is that correct, Mr. Chrisman?
I believe so. No.
No, is that not correct?
Pretty good, Chuck.
Turn on the mic. No. So the DHA may have made recommendations of people to apply. The board still assigns to puts the person on the board. Okay.
So these are in fact full appointments by the board.
Yes.
Very good. Perfect. Okay. I think I misunderstood that. That's great to know. All right. Very good. So that concludes item A under 6.3. The next item is B. It's the appointment of 2 members to the Board of Library Directors for 3-year terms. So,
two vacancies to fill on this particular board. First is the expired term of Jeffrey Kraut. This would be a new 3-year term running January 3rd, 2023 through December 31, 2025.
And both terms are 3-year terms?
No, the second unexpired vacancy of Susan Kreider. That original 3-year term was January 4th, 2021 through December 31, 2023. So it's a one-year term for this year. So it's really filling the unexpired term of Susan Kreider.
Okay, so in essence, if we want to reappoint Mr. Kraut, we just reappoint him to his same position and then appoint another candidate to the 1-year term?
That's correct. And then at your reorganization meeting a year from now, this would be a full 3-year term for consideration.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Jeffrey Kraut to a 3-year term on the Library Board of Directors. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor reappointing Mr. Kraut, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mr. Kraut is reappointed to a 3-year term on the Board of Directors. Then we have the 1-year term. Do we have a motion for the 1-year term?
I'll offer a motion to appoint Sally Copeland to the 1-year term for the Library Board.
Very good. Motion to appoint Mrs. Copeland to the 1-year term. Please vote aye.
Aye. I need a second.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I'm sorry, I'm getting punched over here. Okay. So a motion was made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Corrado, any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mrs. Sally Copeland to a 1-year term on the Library Board of Directors, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Mrs. Copeland is so appointed. Thank you, everyone. The next item is C. It's the appointment of 3 members to the Derry Township Municipal Authority for 5-year terms. These would be the expired terms of David Fite and Brian Link, and 1 expired vacancy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just so you're aware, that unexpired term for the vacancy for Jack Canavan, that would be a 3-year appointment to whoever fills that seat to fill out the remaining 3 years of that 5-year term.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to reappoint Dave Fite to a 5-year term of the Derry Township Municipal Authority. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously, and Mr. Fite is unanimously reappointed. I would then make a motion that we appoint Ms. Kelly Hefner to the other 5-year term on the Derry Township Municipal Authority. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Ms. Kelly Hefner to the Derry Township Municipal Authority for a 5-year term, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Ms. Hefner is so appointed. Thank you. And lastly, we have the 3-year term to the DTMA. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to appoint Bob Sermonera to the DTMA board for the 3-year term.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Sermonera to appoint Bob Sermonera to a 3-year term. Mrs. Sermonera made that motion.
Yes,
somebody needs to tell her.
She can.
She's not allowed. I'm sorry. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to appoint Mr. Sermonera to a 3-year term on the DTMA. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Sermonera is appointed to a 3-year term on the DTMA. All right, item D is the appointment of 1 member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a 5-year term. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint Andy Billingsley to Parks and Rec.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff to appoint Andy Billingsley to the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Mr. Billingsley to the Parks and Rec Board, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Mr. Billingsley is so appointed. The next item is E. It's the appointment of 1 member to the Planning Commission for a 4-year term. Is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make the motion that we reappoint Mr. Tom Wilson to the Derry Township Planning Commission for a 4-year term. Is there a second to my motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Wilson is so appointed. Next item is F. It's the appointment of 1 member to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that Lou Verdelli is the member appointed to the Police Pension Advisory Board for a 1-year term.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to reappoint Mr. Lou Verdelli to a 1-year term on the Police Pension Advisory Board, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mr. Verdelli is so appointed. Next item is G. It's the appointment of 2 members of the community to the Shade Tree Commission for 5-year terms. think I'll go ahead and make the motion here. I'll make a motion that we appoint Sandra May and Vicky Caliero to the Shade Tree Commission. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado.
I'm sorry, who was the second one?
Vicky Caliero.
Is it Lou Verdell?
No. It's Vicky. Lou is on the Shade Tree Commission. Yeah, I don't know. That's confusing. I thought we had two people. So, is Lou Verdelli a candidate? Did he ask for reappointment?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we have two people. All right. I will withdraw my motion. I will make a second motion. I'll make a new motion. I'll make a motion that we appoint Vicky Caliero to the Shade Tree Commission and reappoint Mr. Lou Verdelli to the Shade Tree Commission. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
All right. Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Sorry for the confusion. The next item is H. It's the appointment of one member to the Tax Collection Association for a one-year term.
I'll offer a motion that we appoint Kim O'Connell to the one-year term for the Tax Collection Association.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to appoint Ms. O'Connell to one-year term to the Tax Collection Association. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and Mrs. O'Connell is so appointed. Thank you. Next item is I. It's the appointment of two members to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for five-year terms. Do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to appoint Jeffrey Kraut to the one-year term for the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board. Is that what
it is? There's two five-years.
Well, it's a five-year term.
So you could do two people for that, since...
Okay, I'm super confused. I'm going to withdraw. It's the UCC Code Appeals Board, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. We're going so fast. I will nominate Jeffrey Kraft for the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for a... Is it a five-year term? Five-year term.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to appoint Mr. Jeffrey Kraut to the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board for a five-year term. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Kraut is so appointed. That leaves a second position on the Uniform Construction Code Appeals Board. I'll make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Tom DeDonatis to that position. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously, and Mr. DeDonatis is reappointed for a five-year term. Item I is the appointment of one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term. Is there a motion? I'll go ahead and make the motion that we appoint Mr. Michael Angelo to the one-year term on the vacancy board. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously, and Mr. Angelo is appointed to the one-year term of the vacancy board. Item K is the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we appoint Bill Tefuto to the Zoning Hearing Board.
All right, motion by Mr. Wyckoff to appoint Mr. Tefuto to the Zoning Hearing Board. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing, those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously, and Mr. Tafuto is appointed to a 5-year term. All right, again, now everybody gets to take a deep breath. It is like you go blind up here with all these different things, so I apologize that I sometimes misspeak, but a lot of words come out of my mouth very quickly. And so the next item would be staff appointments. Under A, the appointment of one member of the staff to the Capital Region Council of Governments, the COG, Capital Region COG, for a 1-year term, and one member as an alternate for a 1-year term. So, Mr. Chrisman, do you have recommendations for the staff appointments?
Mr. Chairman, in this particular case, Mr. Clark served as the main appointment to the COG, and I served as the alternate for the 1-year term. Happy to continue in that position. Tom's not here tonight, but...
Did Bob? I think Bob just volunteered.
Bob just volunteered.
Oh, okay. Well, then that works. So then I'll go ahead and make a motion that we reappoint Mr. Clark as our COG representative for a 1-year term and reappoint Mr. Chrisman as an alternate COG representative for a 1-year term. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. And Mr. Chrisman and Mr. Clark are so appointed. The next item is appointment of one emergency management coordinator for a 1-year term and one deputy coordinator for a 1-year term with the Emergency Management Agency. Mr. Chrisman.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I think there's two deputy coordinators, right? So in this particular case, we're recommending the appointment of Lieutenant Roach as our emergency management coordinator, and as our deputies, Brian Blausch and Dave Sassman from the First Volunteer Fire Company.
Okay, so then we're making essentially three appointments on this?
Yes. One coordinator and two deputies.
All right, does anybody want to make that motion? Otherwise, I'll go ahead and make the motion.
I'll make the motion that we appoint Lieutenant Roach to the Emergency Management Coordinator and Brian Blausch and Dave Sassman as the two deputies.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes. Mr. Roach, Mr. Sassaman, and Mr. Blausch are so appointed. Item C is the appointment of one member to the Tri-County Regional Planning for a 1-year term.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In this particular board, I served as your appointment to the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. I'm certainly happy to serve again, or another member of the administrative team would like to serve. I'm happy to relinquish that seat, Chuck.
Sure.
Charles, you so wish to serve?
Yep, interesting.
Very good. It's a good group down there. I know Carter's on the Planning Commission, and I had served on the Planning Commission for a little bit down in the county, and Tri-County Regional Group, that whole organization is a pretty good group of people. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Mr. Charles Emmerich to a 1-year term to the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Emmerich is so appointed. This is always one that everybody wants. D, the appointment of one individual to serve as sewage enforcement officer for a 1-year term. I don't even know who to look to. Mr. Emmerich, Mr. Chrisman, who do you have a name? Is it going to be Mr. Benz?
Yes.
It is going to be. Okay. Well, then, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we appoint Jeremy Benz as to a 1-year term as the sewage enforcement officer. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And Mr. Bennett should know that he was unanimously appointed to serve as the student enforcement officer for a one-year term. We made it. We made it through all of that. So thank you, everybody, for indulging us. And now we will move into the consent calendar items.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent calendar as outlined items A through F made public in tonight's agenda.
Very good.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff, seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any further discussion? As you know, we can approve all items on the consent calendar at one time or at single motion, so we're doing it all at one time. If there's no comment or question, we will call the motion. All those approving of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, that'll take us to new business. First item under new business is consideration of resolution number 2023-06. It's the appointing of a firm of certified public accountants to audit all of the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2022 fiscal year. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As is required by the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, resolution 2023-06 appoints the public accounting firm of Zelenkovsky and Axelrod to audit the township's financial statements and records for fiscal year ending December 31, 2022. As the board will recall, we went out for proposals for 2021, and the board appointed Zelenkovsky and Axelrod on November 23, 2021 to cover the township's audits for the next 3 years. Budgeted expenditure for this particular audit is $27,040, and it is part of your approved 2023 budget.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Christman? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that resolution 2023-06 be approved, appointing Zelenkovsky Axelrod LLC to examine and audit the accounts of the Township of Derry for the 2022 fiscal year for a sum of $27,040.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item B is the consideration of resolution number 2023-07, establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2023 at 4% of wages. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, each year, the Board of Supervisors establishes by resolution the contribution rate for the police pension fund for fiscal year 2023. That has been set at 4%.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Christman? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion made by Mr. Corrado.
That resolution 2023-07 establishing the contribution rate for the police pension fund for 2023 at 4% of wages hereby approved.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes unanimously, and resolution 2023-07 is approved. The last item is C. It's the board approval for the sale of surplus property. And we'll look to Lieutenant Roche for that item.
Yes, sir. I'm back as the township's used car salesman. If you remember, board members, back in November, you approved the sale of one of our surplus fleet vehicles. Conditions of that sale is that the buyer must coordinate the purchase within 10 days of your approval. He has failed to do that. In discussion with the auction site, the website that we use, that is a violation of the terms of use. We attempted to contact this potential buyer in several ways, email, phone contact, and by mail. He has failed to respond, so therefore, by the terms of the use, the municipal auction site suggested that we go ahead and re-advertise the sale of that vehicle. It did sell for 10 days in December, and I'm here tonight seeking your approval to award the sale to Mr. David Ickner. of Altoona, PA, for a purchase price of $4,300. And coincidentally, the original purchase back in November for the bidder who did not respond, that sale price was $2,751, so slight improvement.
Yeah. Any questions for Lieutenant Roach?
Good sales job.
We can entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the sale of surplus property, which in this case was the 2006 Silver Chevy Impala, for a total of $4,300. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Lieutenant Roach. All right, now we'll move to Supervisor Board or Committee reports. Mr. Zamuda, any Supervisor Board Committee reports?
No, Mr. Chair, I have nothing. Just to wish everybody a happy new year.
Thank you very much. Mr. Corrado?
Nothing to report.
Mrs. Duff?
No reports.
Mr. Marcos? And I also have no Supervisor Board or Committee report for this meeting. So that will take us to departmental reports. We'll start with the police department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one.
Thank you, Chief. There's nobody from the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department. Very good. Quite frankly, since this is normally a reorganization meeting, we wouldn't normally be asking for board reports anyway. So I didn't kind of put everybody on the spot. So I don't necessarily expect that you have a report, but. Public Works, Mr. Piccolo?
No report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Library?
No report from me either. Thank you.
Ms. Jacobine, right? How do I say it?
Jacobine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to keep saying it, so I'm saying it
properly. You'll get there.
Respect for you, all right? So it's Jacobine. But thank you. And Parks and Rec?
We'll keep it rolling with no report.
Should I even entertain the crowd by asking our township engineer if he has a report?
I got a short report.
Oh, wow.
I guess thank you very much for the reappointment. I'd like to summarize the work we did with Chuck's group. Another really busy year in the community and economic development. We supported Chuck's group with 12 subdivision land development plans, 29 stormwater plans, and over 2,200 hours of meetings and inspections and plan review services. So really like working with Chuck and his team behind the scenes, and another great year. So thank you.
Well, I've been here the longest, Matt, over a period of a couple decades, you know, but your firm, HRG, and you in particular, because you've been the appointed engineer for us and sat at that table for a lot of those years, you guys have been good partners for us. And so your reappointment is well-deserved, and as I understand it, you have now been recently promoted, and so we may not be seeing you sitting there each meeting. Is that correct?
Right. Eric's thumb's going to take over for me here, so I've been here 15 years. He's supporting the township, so I'm not going anywhere. We'll be here to help, but Eric will take over the meetings for you.
Well, congratulations to you, and I feel like when you first started here, you were like right out of college, but you probably weren't. It just maybe I was old.
2 years out of college.
2 years.
Pretty young.
Well, congratulations to you. Great job. We'll look forward to working with Eric. We work with him on as a traffic engineer quite a bit anyway. He seems very responsive and very attentive. So we'll look forward to working with him.
Thank you,
Mr. Everett. Community development.
Just quickly, we have two requests to bring liquor licenses into the township. One from Hidden Still to get a regular license rather than the brewer's license. And one from First Watch. Both of these will require hearings as they're bringing licenses from outside of the township. I'm looking at scheduling those for February 14th. That would be Valentine's Day, but your regular meeting, one at 6:30 and one at 6:45.
Chuck, you say First Watch?
First Watch. I think they want to be able to serve mimosas.
Yeah, well, you want... Go ahead.
Okay.
granted you that authority to schedule that. I was just thinking the 14th. The 14th is a Tuesday, right? That's our meeting? Is that what you said?
Yes, we get to spend Valentine's Day together.
Yes, that's always popular with our spouses, by the way. So thank you for that.
It really is an Andrew's case.
I'm off the hook because I'm going to Mexico the next day with my wife. I mean, that's what I was thinking of as well. I miss it, but I will be here for that. So, all right. Anything else, Chuck?
Toy.
Okay. Mr. Crispin, Township Manager.
Mr. Chairman, I really have no report, just to wish everyone a happy new year as well. I'm looking forward to another great year ahead. So I thank the board for all of your reappointments this evening and your comments that you've placed in us. So we're looking forward to serving again in 2023. So thank you.
Thank you. So this takes us to visitor public comment, our session, second session. Is there anyone wishing the board to address the board or put comment to the record?
Mr. Chairman, I would be remiss, though. I have to make one comment before we go. I have to thank Bob Piccolo for being here tonight.
Let the public record reflect that we are thanking Mr. Piccolo. All right, well, then we'll close the visitor public comment session. I promised Mr. Wyckoff.
I have to get a Valentine's Day dinner made good that, this evening.
Yeah, he would. I promised I'd get the meeting done by 8 o'clock.
That's 8 o'clock at the end.
All right, so do we have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. The motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.